So,
please be seated. Please open your Bibles to Matthew. Matthew chapter 16. Matthew chapter 16, verse 13.
耶稣到了该撒利亚菲利比的境内，就问门徒说：“人说我人子是谁？”
Verse 13. Now when Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?"
14节，他们说有人说是施洗的约翰，有人说是以利亚，又有人说是耶利米，或是先知里的一位。
Verse 14, and they said, some say John the Baptist, but others Elijah, and still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets.
15节，耶稣说，你们说我是谁？
15, he said to them, who do you say I am?
西门彼得回答说，你是基督，是永生神的儿子。
16, Simon Peter answered, you are the Messiah, the Son of the living God.
耶稣对他说：“西门巴耶拿，你是有福的，因为这不是属血肉的指示你的，乃是我在天上的父指示的。”17
And Jesus answered him, "Blessed are you, Simon son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven."
我还告诉你，你是彼得，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过。18
I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not prevail against it.
我要把天国的钥匙给你，管你在地上所捆绑的，在天上也要捆绑；管你在地上所释放的，在天上也要释放。19
I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven.
当下耶稣嘱咐门徒，不可对人说他是基督。
20, then he sternly ordered the disciples not to tell anyone that he was the Messiah.
13,
it describes Lord Jesus and the disciples went to a place without a lot of people.
主耶稣常常也会找机会跟门徒在安静的地方做休息。
And Lord Jesus would often find these calm places so that they can rest.
休息常常就是为了要走更长远的路。They
rest so that they can travel further in the future.
在信仰的生活里头，讲习会也就像是我们一个休息的机会。And
in our life of faith, these seminars are like a place of rest.
虽然我们在肉体上，我们会比较长时间的做祷告跟聚会。Even
though physically we might fellowship more and pray more.
但是在 灵性上，我们却能够来这个加添我们里头的力量。But
spiritually, we are adding to our spiritual strength.
所以我们有时候用 retreat这样的一个字眼。Sometimes
we would use the word retreat to describe this.
暂时跟这个世界分开来。That
we temporarily separate ourselves from the world.
为了一个神圣的目的。For
a holy purpose.
就是要让我们 里头那一个人能够更有力量，更强壮。So
that our inner self can continue to strengthen.
通常休息能够带给人这个力量。Usually
rest renews our strength.
所以我们的这个讲习会，我们就把它当成我们灵性上的一个休息。So
let the seminar be a spiritual rest for ourselves.
主耶稣也常常利用这些安静的时间，在跟门徒来讨论或者讲解。
Oftentimes, Lord Jesus would also use these calm and peaceful times to talk about his teachings.
那在这里呢，主耶稣要让他们再次的来确定，他们认识主耶稣是谁。So
here, Lord Jesus wanted to confirm once again who they thought Lord Jesus was.
在当时，很多的人们他们在猜测着这个耶稣到底是谁。And
many people during this time were all wondering who was Lord Jesus.
这个人。
This person, his father was a carpenter.
这个人他没有接受过这个拉比的信念。
This person, he did not receive the rabbinical rabbinical teachings.
啊，但是当他出现在众人面前的时候，他就成为一个讲话带着力量、带着权柄的人。
Yet before people, he spoke with authority and strength.
他在人们的面前啊，也彰显了那种天上的力量。
And amongst people, he displayed mighty powers from heaven.
他所说的、他所做的跟他的背景好像是很不搭配的。
And it seems like what he said, what he has done is not congruent to his upbringing.
所以更让人们来猜疑着说，这个人到底是谁？
That's why many people are wondering, who was this person?
有些人就很喜欢他，很欢迎他。
Many people welcomed him.
有些人甚至想要甚至提议说应该立他来当我们的王，当我们的领袖。
Some people even wanted to make him the king.
但是也有一些人是存着怀疑的态度来看主耶稣。
And there are also some people who had doubt toward Lord Jesus.
甚至有些人是怀着敌对的态度来看主耶稣。
Even there are even people who doubted him and also opposed him.
所以主耶稣在这里要门徒确定他们认识主耶稣到底是谁。
That is why here Lord Jesus wanted to confirm that the disciples knew who he was.
在四福音书里头都有提到彼得对主耶稣的认识。
All the four Gospels talk about Peter's declaration of Lord Jesus.
那当然他的认识也代表着所有这些门徒他们对主耶稣的认识。
And of course, Simon Peter also represents the other disciples.
所以在16节西门彼得说你是基督是永生神的儿子。
That is why in verse 14, when Peter said that you are, or verse 16, he said that you are the Messiah, the Son of the living God.
那再我们也看一下21节。
We can also look at verse 21.
从此耶稣才指示门徒，他必须上耶路撒冷去受长老、祭司、祭司长、文士许多的苦，并且被杀，第三日复活。
Verse 21. From that time on, Jesus began to show the disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and undergo great suffering at the hands of the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed on the third day and be raised.
主耶稣肯定他们所认识的是对的。
Lord Jesus confirmed that their recognition of him is correct.
但是在他们的观念里头，他们对这个所谓神的儿子的认识呢，的认知呢，并不是完全正确的。
But their understanding that he is the Son of God is not their concept has not is not completely correct.
因为当时的犹太人，他们有一个很强烈的一个想法跟期望，就是说。这个神的儿子啊，是他们地上政治上的领袖。
Because the prevalent thought at that time was that the Son of God would become the king on earth.
那主耶稣也要渐渐来纠正他们的这种不对的看法。
And Lord Jesus came to help them understand his duty.
主耶稣肯定说，你们所认定的没有错，我是神的儿子。
And Lord Jesus confirmed that, yes, he is the Son of God.
但是呢，我最后的遭遇是要被抓、被处死。
But his plan is that for him to be captured.
那从这一段里头，我们也看到主耶稣他已经开始对这个教会来做一些的介绍。
And here in this passage, he also begins to introduce the concept of church.
所以这个十八节是一个。是一节我们可以好好的去思考它的一个经节。
And we can take verse 18 and think about it.
这是主耶稣对教会的一个预告。
This is a proclamation to church.
这也是主耶稣对教会的一个重要的指示。
This is also his direction to the church.
我们把十八节再来念一次。
Let's read verse 18 again.
马太福音十六章十八节。
Matthew chapter 16 verse 18.
我还告诉你，你是彼得，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过他。
Verse 18, and I tell you, you are Peter, on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not prevail against it.
这个经节告诉我们几件跟教会有关的事情。
And here these verses talk about some aspects of church.
我们遇到基督徒朋友，他们常常会问说，你们教会是哪一个牧师的？
And oftentimes when we talk to our friends, our Christian friends, they might ask, "Who is your minister?"
他们的这个语气里头啊，就是说那个教会是属于那个牧师的。
And they say this because they imply that church belongs to that minister.
那这里很清楚的告诉我们说是谁，这个教会是属谁，谁来建立教会。
But this verse tells us very carefully who the church belongs to, who builds the church.
啊，这里告诉我们的主耶稣说所说的是主耶稣他来建立教会。
Here this verse tells us that it is Lord Jesus who builds the church.
啊，主耶稣称教会是我的教会。
Lord Jesus calls the church his church.
啊，这个教会是建造在这个主耶稣啊，建造在主耶稣基督上面。
And this church is built on Lord Jesus Christ himself.
啊，主耶稣就是那个贯穿着旧约新约的那个磐石。
And Lord Jesus is the rock that connects the Old Testament to the New Testament.
在诗篇里头常常用这个磐石啊来比喻做这个神。
And oftentimes in Psalms, it would often use a rock to describe God.
在他们的观念里头，啊，这个磐石是非常的稳固的。
And the people believe that the rock is very sturdy.
这个磐石是一个很有保障的一个的一个依靠。
And it is something that you can also rely on.
我们请参考诗篇六十二篇。
Let's turn to Psalm.
诗篇第六十二篇。
Psalm 62.
六十二篇第二节。
Psalm 62 verse 2.
啊，唯独神是我的磐石，我的拯救，我的高台，我必不很动摇。
Verse 2, He alone is my rock, my salvation, my fortress, I shall never be shaken.
比如说这里大卫的诗，他就说神是我的磐石。
Here the Psalm of David, David says, God is my rock.
神是我的依靠。
God is my reliance.
神是我的帮助。
God is my help.
神是我的保护。
God is my protection.
所以在犹太人里头，这个所谓的这个磐石啊，它有着非常非常非常重要深远的这个意义在里头。
So for Jews, this rock has a very deep and a deep meaning.
就好像他们提到神是我们的牧者。
Just how they describe God as their shepherd.
那是一种对看不见的神的一个很重要、很具体、很实在的一种描述跟认识。
That even though they cannot see God, but yet with this description, they can understand who God is.
那到了新约呢？这个使徒们呢，他们还是有这样的一个观念在。
And in the New Testament, the disciples still had this concept.
所以保罗他甚至说，主耶稣基督就是那个属灵的磐石。
That's why Paul said that Lord Jesus is the spiritual rock.
我们请看《哥林多前书》第十章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
哥林多前书第十章第四节。
1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 4.
也都喝了一样的灵水，所喝的是出于随着他们的灵磐石，那磐石就是基督。
Oh, verse 4. And they drank the same spiritual drink, for they drank from the spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ.
我们知道在以色列人出埃及在旷野路上，他们会遇到没有水喝。
And we know that when the Israelites were in the wilderness after they left Egypt, they did not have water to drink.
圣经记载着说神吩咐摩西击打磐石。让磐石出水。
And the Bible describes how the Lord instructed Moses to strike the rock, and the rock, out of the rock came water. Water.
神要摩西吩咐磐石出水。
And the Lord also commanded Moses to command water to come out of the rock.
那这个保罗啊，他就借这样的事迹来比喻主耶稣。
And Paul used that incident to prefigure Lord Jesus.
他把这个出水的磐石啊，把它讲成就是一直在跟随着以色列人的。
They describe that rock, continuing to follow the Israelites.
当然不会有一块磐石 这个以色列人走到哪里就跟到哪里。
Of course, this is not taken literally that a rock followed the Israelites everywhere.
啊，但是水对他们当时来讲是很重要的。
But water, in the wilderness is crucial.
哦，那这个其实他所要讲的就是神不断的来跟这个以色列人同在。
But what Paul was describing is how God continually was abiding with the Israelites.
所以保罗他用了一个字眼叫做灵磐石。
And here Paul used a description called spiritual rock.
就是神就像磐石一样的这么的稳固，这么的可靠，不断的在跟随着以色列人。
Meaning that God was like this rock that he was sure and steady.And he was constantly abiding with the Israelites.
那保罗说，这个灵磐石就是主耶稣基督。
And Paul here says that this spiritual rock today is Lord Jesus.
那在使徒的书信里头呢，他们也常常来提起这个磐石这件事情。
In the apostolic letters, it also there are many times where there are references to a rock.
我们请参考彼得前书第二章。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 2.
彼得前书第二章第四节。
First Peter chapter 2 verse 4。
第四节，主乃活石，固然是被人所弃的，却是被神所拣选、所宝贵的。
Verse 4, come to him, a living stone, though rejected by mortals, yet chosen and precious in God's sight.
在这里彼得说，主耶稣就是活石。
Here Peter describes Lord Jesus once again as a living stone.
那彼得是说灵磐石。保罗说灵磐石在这里彼得用另外一个字眼活石。
So Paul described Lord Jesus as a spiritual rock. Peter here describes Lord Jesus as a living stone.
第六节
Verse 6.
因为经上说看我把所拣选所宝贵的黄角石安放在锡安信靠他的人必不至于羞愧。
Verse 6, for it stands in scripture, see I am laying in Zion a stone, a cornerstone chosen and precious, and whoever believes in him will not be put to shame.
是的，主耶稣他成为我们的依靠。
Indeed, Lord Jesus is our reliance.
我们信靠主耶稣的我们必不至于羞愧。
Those who believe in Lord Jesus will not be put to shame.
第七节
Verse 7.
所以他在你们信的人就为宝贵，在那不信的人有话说，匠人所弃的石头已做了黄角的头块石头。
Verse 7, to you then who believe he is precious, but for those who do not believe, that stone that the builders rejected has become the very head of the corner.
但是圣经也 早就 说到了确实会有很多的人他们不能够认识主耶稣，他们甚至拒绝主耶稣。
And the Bible describes that there will be those who do not believe and will reject Lord Jesus.
第八节又说做了绊脚的石头，跌人的磐石。
Verse 8, it also describes that a stone that makes them stumble and a rock that makes them fall.
这个接受跟拒绝就成为一个审判的一个根据。
So this acceptance or rejection is a sign of the judgment, is a sign of how they will be judged.
那所以到了新约，他们对这个磐石的认识已经又超越了旧约时代的这个认识。
And this New Testament understanding of this rock, it surpasses the Old Testament.
那主耶稣说这个教会是建造在这个磐石上面。
And Lord Jesus said that this church will be built on this rock.
就是建造在主耶稣的这个根基上面。
Meaning that it is built on the foundation of that is Lord Jesus.
那我们来看，那在这个世界上，这个教会它实际上是怎么来建立的
？So let us look at the church today and how is the church built or established?
是借着圣灵来建立的。
Today that our church is established through the Holy Spirit.
这就是为什么在使徒行传一开始，主耶稣要升天之前，他再一次的来叮咛门徒说。你们要等候圣灵的降临。
That's why when the Lord, before the Lord ascended, the Lord commanded his disciples to wait for the Holy Spirit.
主耶稣再一次的强调，这是父所应许的。
And Lord Jesus once again emphasized that this is promised by the Father.
因为要借着圣灵来建设教会。
Because the church, the apostolic church, needed to be established by the Spirit.
所以教会是谁建立的
？So today, who establishes the church?
是主耶稣所建立的。
It is established by Lord Jesus Himself.
主耶稣如何来建立教会
？And how does Lord Jesus establish the church?
就是借着圣灵来建立教会。
It is through the Holy Spirit.
好，那马太福音18章第16章18节也告诉我们什么是教会。
Matthew chapter 16 verse 18 it also describes what is the church.
这个主耶稣他如何借着圣灵来建设这个教会。
And how Lord Jesus uses the Holy Spirit to establish the church.
这个教会是一个被救赎的团体。
The church is a group that is saved.
讲到这个救赎，以色列人他们马上会想到一件事情。
When we speak of salvation, the Jews will immediately think of one thing.
就是对以色列人一次很大的一个这个拯救救赎。
And it reminds them of an event that were of a great salvation for the Jews.
就是当他们要离开埃及之前，神所降的第十，在埃及所降的第十个灾害。
It'll remind them of when they were about to leave Egypt and God sent the 10 plagues.
埃及全地的动物、人，这个头生的都被击杀。
All the animals, the many people, the firstborn of Egypt were all killed.
但是只有以色列家的头生的没有被击杀。
But only the firstborn of the Israelites were never harmed.
所以这是一个很大的拯救。
This is a great salvation deliverance.
所以从那时候开始，这个头生的他是要归属于神的。
That is why after that the firstborn were all dedicated to God.
所以如果是动物的话就是要宰杀来这个献给神。
Whether they are whether it is an animal, they would be sacrificed and offered to God.
那人呢，要也是要献上祭。把它这个赎回来。
And for people, they also have to be offered to God and also redeemed.
所以在描写教会的时候呢，说这个教会啊，就是由所有的这些头生的人所集合的。
So the church is a gathering of the firstborn.
请看希伯来书12章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 22.
22节，你们乃是来到锡安山，永生神的城邑，就是天上的耶路撒冷，那里有千万的天使。
Verse 22, but you have come to Mount Zion and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to innumerable angels in gathering.
这里所说的锡安山，天上的耶路撒冷，指的就是神所同在的教会。
And here, this Mount Zion, the city of the living God, describes the church.
23节有名录在天上诸长子之会所共聚的总会，有审判众人的神和被成全之义人的灵魂。
Here, also in verse 23, and to the assembly of the firstborn who are enrolled in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of the righteous made perfect.
这里说到这个天上的耶路撒冷呢，它是天上诸长子共聚的总会。
And here, this heavenly Jerusalem it describes it as an assembly of the firstborn.
那所以呢，我们都是头生的。
So we are all firstborn.
我们就都好像。当时的以色列人这些投生的是被救赎的。
And we are like those firstborn Israelites who are redeemed.
他们当时是借着羔羊的血在门框上做记号。
During that time, they had to use a goat's blood to mark their doorways.
今天我们都带着主耶稣这个宝血的记号。
And today we all carry the mark of the blood of Lord Jesus.
那以弗所书告诉我们说，教会就是主耶稣的身体。
If the book of Ephesians tells us that we are all the body of Christ.
这个教会，这个主耶稣的身体呢，要来彰显主耶稣的能力，主耶稣的荣耀。
And the body of Christ is to portray the glory of Christ.
这个教会在以弗所书里头也被称为是基督的心腹。
The book of Ephesians also describes the church as the bride of Christ.
那在启示录里头也称为新天新地。
And in Revelation, the book of Revelation also describes a new heaven, new earth.
那在启示录里头也是 同样用了这个天上的耶路撒冷这样的字眼。
The book of Revelation also uses the heavenly Jerusalem as a description.
所以这个教会啊，它有它的一个超越性，有它一个宝贵的地方。
And so the church has a transcendent nature and also a preciousness to it.
并不像今天许多的基督徒所说的，我信的是耶稣，这个跟教会没有什么关系。
It is not like today where Christians is more of an individualistic faith where they say, I believe in Jesus, and they have nothing to do with church.
是的，我们是靠主耶稣得救。
Yes, it is true, we rely on Lord Jesus for our salvation.
但是从圣经里头我们看到得救跟教会它也有着密切的关系。
But in the Bible, there is a direct correlation between salvation, or individual salvation and church.
因为教会是主耶稣的身体。
Because the church is the Lord, is the body of Christ.
这个教会也是代表着主耶稣。
And the church also represents Lord Jesus.
所以我们一个基督徒，我们不能够忽略这个教会的它的重要性跟超越性。
So as a Christian, we cannot forsake the importance of church.
所以在马太福音这一段里头，主耶稣就先对教会做了这样的一个预告。
That's why in Matthew, Lord Jesus made this declaration about church.
我们一个人不能够说我属耶稣基督，但是我不属于他的身体。
Because someone cannot say I belong to Christ yet, but not belong to his body.
当我们说我属于耶稣基督，那我们也要属于耶稣的身体。
Because since we proclaim we belong to Lord Jesus, we also need to proclaim we belong to his body.
所以教会它不是不重要的，事实上教会它有它的奥秘性，它是很重要的。
And we cannot say that church is not important, but rather church has its mystery and also it is vastly important.
所以在使徒的书信里头，他们也会常常去强调着这个教会这件事情。
That is why in the letters, many of the apostles also emphasize the importance of church.
好，请我们再看彼得前书第二章。
Let's also turn to 1 Peter chapter 2.
彼得前书第二章第五节。
1 Peter chapter 2 verse 5.
你们来到主面前，也就像活石被建造成为灵宫，做圣洁的祭司，借着耶稣基督献神所悦纳的灵祭。
Verse 5, like living stones, let yourselves be built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood and to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
我们刚才有提到主耶稣他借着圣灵来建设教会。
Before we described how Lord Jesus used the Holy Spirit to establish the church.
那在实际上呢，我们所看到的就是教会由一个一个的弟兄姐妹所来组成的。
But literally speaking, we see this church built up of individual brothers and sisters.
我们的被拣选跟圣灵有关系。
Our choosing is related to the Holy Spirit.
圣灵的带领，圣灵的感动。
That is through the guidance and also the movement of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵来加添我们的信心。
That the Holy Spirit adds to our faith.
所以这个圣灵在我们信仰的这个过程里头，它也是占着一个很重要的地位。
So the Holy Spirit plays a very important part in us.
所以从第五节这里我们看到彼得说这个教会是由一块一块的活石所来建造起来的。
Verse 5, Peter describes that this church is built of these living stones.
在马太福音16章那一段话里头，看起来是主耶稣跟彼得之间的一个对话。
And Matthew chapter 16, it seems like the Lord Jesus is just having a conversation with Peter.
那彼得他是代表着这些其他的这个门徒。
But Peter also represents the remaining of the disciples.
那因为主耶稣直接跟彼得在对话，所以彼得对主耶稣所讲的，他应该是最清楚的。
And because Lord Jesus was talking to Peter, Peter was probably the one who understood it the most.
所以马太福音说，我要将我的教会建造在这个磐石上。
So that when Lord Jesus said, I will build this church on this rock.
有人会以为说 这个磐石指的是彼得。
Some people will say this, that when he refers to this rock, he is talking about Peter.
因为彼得这个名字是主耶稣给他的。
Because the name Peter was given by Lord Jesus.
那彼得这个名字他本来的意思也有这个就是石头的意思。
And the name Peter actually means rock.
但是彼得他很清楚，我只是一个石头，我不是磐石。
But Peter was understood this very clearly that he was just one of the rock. He was not the rock that Lord Jesus was referring to.
所以简单的来讲，彼得他知道我只是一个石头，我不是那个所谓的磐石。
And he understood that he was just one of the stones. He is not the rock that the church is built upon.
那彼得他也清楚知道，其实我们每一个弟兄姐妹，我们都是一块石头。
And Peter, like us, understood very clearly that, like him, we are just one of the living stones.
不但是石头，而且是彼得用的是活石这样的字眼。
And not just any stone, but also but a living stone.
我们一定在生活当中不喜欢被人讲说你像个石头。
Today we do not like to be called that we are like a rock or a stone.
如果你的太太跟先生讲说你像块石头。
If a wife or a husband said to one another, you are like a stone.
哇，这个先生要好好的检讨。
The husband will probably think very hard.
这个石头啊是又坚硬又冷。没有生命。
Because a rock is often very hard, it is cold, and it does not have life.
其实本来在神的眼中，人就是这个样子。
But in God's eyes, this is how He sees people.
人是死的。
That people are dead.
但是在这里，彼得他用的字眼是活石。
But here Peter describes the people as a living stone.
还是保持着石头这一个字眼。
It still uses the word stone.
因为我们每一个人都是非常非常的独特的。
Because all of us are very unique.
我们这个应该没有办法找到两块完全一样的石头。
Because we can say it is impossible to find two stones that are identical.
所以彼得说教会是用人所看得到的是用活石来建造的。
So when Peter said that when the church is built up of these living stones,
它不是说用砖头来盖起来的。
It's not to say that we are made of bricks that all look the same.
这个砖头啊，它大小甚至重量啊，可以都一样。
Because bricks, you can make them all uniform, whether big or small or light or heavy.
但是这个神让我们保留着。我们每一个人都是独特的。
But yet God calls us as living stones that we are all unique.
所以我们在教会里头，我们要彼此来尊重。我们每一个人都是独特的。
And we all have to respect each other and understand that we are all unique.
在神的恩惠里头，我们都不一样。但是呢，我们却能够来建造这个教会。这个属灵的圣殿。
That before God, we are all, through God's grace, we are all chosen, that we are all unique, but we can all come together to build this church.
你用规格一样的砖头来盖房子，跟用这个完全不一样的石头来盖房子，那个困难度一定是不一样。
And if we think about building a house using bricks or building a house using different stones, it's much more difficult using stones.
那所以我们需要神他来参与来建造这个教会。
That is why we need God to build this church.
在人来看这个不可能的，但是在神凡事都能。
Because for man this would be impossible, but for God all things are possible.
所以我们不用怕这个每一个人都那么的独特，那么的不一样。
So we do not need to be wary that all of us are very different.
但是在主耶稣基督里头，在圣灵的带领之下，我们能够来建造这个属灵的圣殿。
But in Lord Jesus and under the Spirit, we can come together to build this spiritual temple.
我们请看哥林多前书十二章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
哥林多前书十二章十三节。
First Corinthians chapter 12, verse 13.
我们不基是犹太人，是希利尼人，是为奴的，是自主的，都从一位圣灵受洗，成了一个身体，引于一位圣灵。
Verse 13, for in the one spirit we are all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and we are all made to drink of one spirit.
这里说我们都受洗归入一个身体。
Here we are all baptized into one body.
14节。
Verse 14.
身子原不是一个肢体，乃是许多肢体。
Indeed, the body does not consist of one member, but of many.
这里说到我们的集合就也就好像这个奇妙的身体一样。
And our assembly is like this body.
各个肢体它不一样，也有不一样的功能。
That every part is different and it has a different responsibility.
神奇妙的组合，让我们这个身体充满着很多的奇妙。
And through God's miraculous gathering of all of us, it is very wondrous.
我们再看回马太福音十六章十八节。
And let's turn back to Matthew chapter 16, verse 18. Matthew chapter 16, verse 18. And I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not prevail against it.
那在这一节呢，主耶稣也告诉我们，这个教会它是如何的安全稳固。
Here, Lord Jesus also describes how safe and secure the church will be.
这里说到说，这个阴间的权柄或阴间的门不能够胜过它。
Here it describes how the gates of Hades will not prevail against the church.
这个门呐，也就是一种的这个权柄的代表。
And this, the word door is actually, it can be described as authority.
这个门在管理的进或出。
Because the door is responsible of all those who enter and leave.
这里说这阴间的权柄不能够胜过教会。
Here, this, Lord Jesus is saying that the authority of Hades will not prevail against the church.
那这也在提醒我们，教会是也是处于在征战的这个状况里头。
And also describes how this church will be established in a time of battle.
但是呢，教会它要成为一个得胜的教会。
But this church will be a victorious church.
那教会征战的对象当然不是这个物质上的。
Now, of course, what the church battle against is not the things that we can see.
那所以所谓的得胜也跟我们一般所认识的得胜它是不一样的。
So this victory is also a little different from the victory we understand.
我们来看提摩太后书第四章。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 4.
提摩太后书第四章第七节。
2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 7.
第七节，我们从第六节看起。
Let's start from verse 6.
我现在被浇奠，我离世的时候到了。
Verse 6, as for me, I am already poured out as a libation.
在这里，保罗他又被抓了。
Here, Paul is captured once again.
那在这里，保罗他知道他这一次没有办法再出来了，他会殉道。
And at this time, he will probably face his end.
所以这个保罗他面对着他要被处死。
So here, Paul is facing his execution.
第七节
Verse 7,
那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了。
I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith.
第八节，从此以后有公义的冠冕为我存留，就是按着公义审判的主，到了那日要赐给我的，不但赐给我，也赐给还爱慕他显现的人。
Verse 8, from now on there is reserved for me the crown of righteousness which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give me on that day, not only to me, but also to those who have longed for his appearing.
那我们常常说这是这个保罗啊，他得胜的凯歌。
And here, we can say that this is Paul's trumpet of victory.
但是在人来看，事实上他是被抓，他要被杀。
But in the eyes of man, here Paul is actually being captured. He is going to be executed.
每当我们读到这里，我们就一定很肯定的说，保罗他是一个得胜的基督徒。
But yeah, every time we read these verses, we say that yes, Paul, is a victorious Christian.
哦，但是在人来看，这怎么会是得胜呢？
But in the eyes of a normal person, how can this be a victory?
哦，他被抓，他被杀。
That he was captured and killed.
哦，他不能够保护自己，别人也没有办法保护他。
He cannot protect himself, nor can other people protect him.
哦，从人来看，这是一个失败。
And in the eyes of man, this is a failure indeed.
因为他根本救不了，没有办法保护自己的生命。
Because he cannot even protect his own life.
那这个团体呢，也没有办法来保护他的生命。
And the body at that time cannot protect his life.
在人来看，这个不是胜利，这是失败。
In a normal person, people will see this as a failure, not a success.
哦，但是从属灵的层面来看，我们说保罗他是得胜的基督徒。
But spiritually speaking, we say that Paul is a victorious Christian.
啊，因为他持守了那个信仰。
Because he kept the faith.
他将信仰坚持到最后。
He kept the faith until the end.
啊，他有着将来神所准备的产业在等着他。
And he has an inheritance that God has prepared for him.
哦，所以保罗他也非常有自信的知道说自己是。
That's why he is very confident in saying that he has a crown of righteousness waiting for him.
哦，他是一个得胜的人。
That he is a person of victory.
哦，那所以这个教会是会有征战的。那教会要成为一个得胜的教会。
In the same way, church will also face many battles, but yet church will be a victorious church.
那我们看到在教会的历史上呢，我们看到这个初期的教会，它在这个地上，他后来结束了。
And when we study church history, we find that this apostolic church, disappeared.
尤其当我们看这个启示录的第二章、第三章。
Especially if we study Revelation, chapter 2 and 3.
那时候的教会仍然是在征战当中。
Indeed, that church was battling many things. Those churches were battling many things.
所以每一封书信的后面都。勉励他们要得胜。
That's why at the end of all the letters to the churches, the writer describes that they have to be victorious.
哦，当然那个得胜也不是物质上的这种战争的得胜。
Of course, this victory does not come from fighting physical battles.
哦，他们有的是要恢复起初的爱心。
Some have to renew their first love.
哦，有的是要恢复那个美好的行为。
Some people have to go back to the good deeds that they had once before.
有的是要那个坚持持守那纯正的道理。
Some people have to hold on to the faith that they once received.
但是事实上，但是事实上他们并没有做到。
But yet, they were not able to accomplish this.
所以那个教会啊，在这个地面上。他就暂时的消失了。
And this is how the first church disappeared.
那这个才会有这个将来教会的这个复兴的必要。
And this is why there needs to be a renewal of church.
所以《使徒行传》第一章，主耶稣的门徒问主耶稣说：“你复兴以色列国在这个时候吗？”
That's why in Acts chapter 1, they asked Lord Jesus.When it will be the time when you restore the kingdom to Israel?
主耶稣没有告诉他们说没有复兴的事情。
Lord Jesus did not say that this restoration will never occur.
主耶稣只是跟他们讲父所定的这个时间不是你们知道的。
He just replied, it is not for you to know the time or periods that the Father has set.
教会还没有建设，怎么会有复兴呢？
Because...The church has not been established. How can there be a restoration?
所以在当时他们是建设教会。
Even though at this time they are just first establishing the church.
所以主耶稣告诉他们说，你们要等候圣灵的降临。
That's why Lord Jesus also said to them that they have to wait for the coming of the Holy Spirit.
你们的工作是借着圣灵去建设教会。
That their homework was to use the Spirit and establish the church.
当主耶稣要再来之前。
That before Lord Jesus comes,
他要来复兴他的教会。
That he will restore the church.
这就是为什么我们把启示录第六章第一节、第二节那个第一印，我们来把它解释成教会。
That is why in Revelation chapter 6, verse 1 and 2, the first seal we often say that this is the church.
那里也提到得胜。
Because here it also talks about victory and conquering.
有征战才会有得胜。
There can only be victory when there are battles.
啊，所以教会是征战的教会。
So the church is a church of a that is constantly in battle.
哦，教会是主耶稣所建设的。
The church is a church that is established by Lord Jesus.
哦，所以教会要有主耶稣的。主耶稣的同在。
That is why the church needs the abidance of Lord Jesus.
哦，所以那个启示录第六章的那个第一印，是对启示录的解释的一个很重要的关键。
That is why in Revelation chapter 6 verse 1 it is a very important understanding to when we read Revelation.
绝大部分的这个解释启示录的书呢，都没有把那个地方解释成教会。
And all the Revelation reference books, they usually do not describe the verse 1 and 2 as the church.
那所以，这个教会啊，它是有它的独特性。
So the church has its uniqueness.
哦，那教会它也有它的这个独一性。
And the church also has its oneness.
啊，因为身体。主耶稣的身体只有一个。
Because there is only one body of Lord Jesus.
那我们很感谢神我们被拣选来成为主耶稣身体的一个肢体。
And we thank God that we are chosen to become one part that is the body of Christ.
那我们照着启示录第六章这个第一印所说的我们成为得胜的教会。
And let us be like how it describes in Revelation chapter 6 verse 1 that we are a church of victory.
我们每一个人我们要在道理上来建立自己。
That individually we have to establish ourselves on the truth.
我们每一个人都努力的来过着荣耀神的生活。
Individually we have to strive to live a life that is glorifying to God.
我们整个教会我们来坚持这个圣经里头的真理。
So that we can hold on to the truth as described in the Bible.
我们一定能够为主耶稣来打那美好的属灵的征战。
So that we can fight a good fight for Lord Jesus.
我们一起默祷。
Let us pray in silence.